This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We're going to cross now to the Australian Bureau of Statistics.
Elish, and I'm the Australian statistician. I'd like to welcome everyone here to the Australian Bureau of Statistics and acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, paying my respects to elders past and present. I called this media conference to announce the results of the Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey. It's probably the only time millions of Australians will gather to hear from the Australian statistician. As the nation's official statistical agency, the ABS provides trusted, relevant, objective statistics to inform Australia's important decisions. ABS statistics provide quality information about our society, our population, the economy, and the environment. On August 9, 2017, the Treasurer directed the ABS to ask everyone on the electoral roll if they wish to express a view on the issue of whether the law should be changed to allow same-sex couples to marry. The ABS was required to provide results for the nation as a whole, at the state and territory level, and for every Commonwealth electoral division. The Treasurer's direction required the results by today, which the ABS has achieved. The ABS worked to enable as many eligible people as possible to participate in the voluntary survey. Together with our government partners and a number of suppliers, our goal was to make the process as easy as possible without compromising the integrity of the process or the results. The survey was simple and could be completed by those travelling or living overseas, those in remote communities, people with disability, and those who speak different languages. Only one response per eligible Australian was counted. Today, along with the results, we also provide a statement on quality and integrity of the survey. Australians can have trust in these statistics. So now to the final count of participation. Millions of Australians reported and responded to this voluntary survey. And the final number was 12,727,920 people. Overall, this survey achieved a response rate of 79.5%. This is outstanding for a voluntary survey and well above other voluntary exercises conducted around the world. It shows how important this issue is to many Australians. Participation was strong across all ages, with all age groups having higher than 70% participation. Participation in the survey was slightly higher at older ages and slightly lower for younger age groups, but not markedly so. It's worth noting our youngest on the electoral roll, the 18 and 19-year-olds, responded strongly, with around 78% participating. Participation was between 77.9% and 82.4% in every state and territory, except the Northern Territory, where 58.4% of those eligible chose to have a say. Participation in the survey was over 70% in 146 of the 150 Commonwealth electorates. For the remaining four electorates, it was over 60% for three and over 50% for the remaining one. With this high and consistent participation rate across ages, states and territories, and Commonwealth electorates, Australians can have confidence these statistics reflect the view of the eligible population. And now the official results of the Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey. For the national result, yes responses, 7,817,247, representing 61.6% of clear responses. That 61.6% of clear responses were yes. No responses, 4,873,987, representing 38.4% of clear responses. That's 38.4% of clear responses were no. A further 36,686 responses were unclear, representing 0.2% of total responses. At a state and territory level, every state and territory recorded a majority yes result. Every state and territory recorded a majority yes result over 60%, with the exception of New South Wales, which recorded a majority yes result of 57.8%. ACT had the highest majority yes at 74%. By Commonwealth Electoral Division, of the 150 Commonwealth electorates, a majority yes outcome was recorded for 133 electorates, and a majority no outcome was recorded for only 17 electorates. Results were clearly in favour of yes or no in every Commonwealth Electoral Division. Within those 133 electorates with a majority yes response, there were 95 electorates with a majority yes response of at least 60%. Within those 17 electorates with a majority no response, there were 6 electorates with a majority no response of at least 60%. 5 electorates had a closer results within the 49-51 range. 3 had a marginal no outcome.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Congratulations, Australia. 61.6% yes. 133 of 150 electorates. The majority voters in those electorates voted yes. Sorry, I'm a bit emotional.
You certainly are, Macca.
Tass and Ben Ryland. Ben, who was producer of SatMag for many years, back in Australia for work, has joined us. Ben, welcome. Yeah, welcome back, you. And what a day.
Thank
to
you
come
very
back on
much,
air.
Macca. Thank you. Thank you, Tass. I know, it's incredible to be back at, it's my first time back at Joy 94.9 since I moved to London, and what a day to be back. It's a historic moment for Australia right now. And having been covering the American election, what happened in Britain with the EU vote, I mean, all sorts of unexpected political upheavals over the past couple of years. It's extraordinary to be sitting here today and have a result like this one. And not even that close, you know. A lot of people said it was going to be frighteningly close. It pays to be cautious, doesn't it? But this feels quite good.
It's a
very solid yes, I think that we all should actually just stop for a minute and reflect on what that means for us. You know, democracy has spoken.
It's a victory for justice.
It certainly is.
It's a victory for democracy. It's a victory for the Aussie fair go. And I want to say, all of us, don't hate those who voted no. Let's demonstrate to them that we're magnanimous in our victory. Let's show them that equal means equal, and that means equal for all Australians. 62% almost of Australians voted yes. 133 of 150 electorates voted yes in the majority. That's an extraordinary result. 3 million more people voted yes than no.
It is extraordinary. And I have to say, I was pleased when I came to Australia and found that there was so much vocal support for the yes vote. That's not something I necessarily expected, and not certainly not to the level that I've been seeing it. Walking around the streets of Melbourne, it almost seems that it doesn't matter which part of Melbourne you're in. You'll come across a business that has one of those posters.
Melbourne, Victoria. 64.9% yes, only eclipsed by the ACT on 74%.
It's a great city.
You know, every single person that has stood with us, our straight allies, our blended communities, our Lord Mayor, who was the first Conservative leader to come out many years ago and actively support marriage equality, our State Premier, our community, our station. We can all feel proud. We can feel proud about the battle that we fought. We didn't have to resort to the tactics of our opponents. And, you know, the Australian people, nearly 80% of them, have supported, you know, supported this vote. And 62%, we had a little discussion before we, went on air as to what we thought the vote would be. I said 62-38. I should have put money on that. Some others said 55-45, 65-35, 62-38. Yes, 62%, but 38%. Remember.
Well done, Macca.
Someone said 40% was a moral victory. Didn't get there.
No.
But this is not about recriminations. This is about let's accept the result. It's a democracy. None of us wanted this survey, but the Australian people, that Aussie Fair Go, has been resoundingly demonstrated.
I don't know about
resoundingly.
You guys. I don't know about you guys, but my phone is just going off. I have had text after text after message of people saying they are very happy, they want us to celebrate, and now let's get on with it. And start to have those weddings.
A message from Mark Hawthorne, who's the publisher, Victorian publisher of The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald, and the Fin Review. The Age staff, and he sent a picture, watching with the Age team, joy and tears. And I know that at my workplace, they're actually listening to us live. So thank you to everyone at my workplace. For the huge support and encouragement you've given, but not just there, every Australian. And remember, only 17 electorates, just slightly over 10% of electorates, voted no.
And every state, I'm not including territories in this discussion, every state voted yes.
Absolutely.
So we have 17 electorates that didn't. Would be interesting to know who they are. We haven't had an opportunity to look at those, yes, but I've already had feedback that Bruce is one of those that includes the areas around Glen Waverley. I don't know enough about Bruce, and I'm not even sure who the sitting member is. Do you have any idea, Macca? We'll work it out. David might look it up for us while we're chatting. But we will have a look at that. We might actually delve into those electorates on another Saturday, Macca, and have a bit more of a closer look at those and what really took place in those areas. But nevertheless, it's a very strong vote. 61 to nearly 62% is a definite yes. So where we're at, and my phone's still going.
Yeah. Julian Hill.
That's very interesting.
Well-known guy in our community. Actually, been on SatMag a couple of times. And it's actually not SatMag. Oh, no, that's right. No,
he hasn't.
That's right. We asked him, yeah, so now's your chance, Julian.
That's very interesting that his electorate didn't actually get over the line.
Now, Ben, you've been living in London the last few years.
I have.
How's this survey been covered in the UK? Has it got much coverage?
Yes. I think it would surprise a lot of Australians to know that people internationally do actually report on this particular issue. I mean, lots of issues that affect Australian politics, particularly the dual citizenship saga. But this one in particular, yes, because Australia is considered to be such a beacon of liberalism internationally, especially within its region as well. It sits in such a strange part of the world, and yet we are this. We're known to be this very easygoing, sunny place with lots of friendly people.
So, Ben, what you mean by that is that we're actually a beacon of progressive attitudes.
Absolutely.
So often liberalism here is viewed as being or thought of as being a more conservative concept.
Oh yeah, that's
because
capital
our
L
conservative party.
Capital L, small L liberalism. And, you know, it does actually strike puzzlement into a lot of people because it does go against the grain of what Australia is known for. So yes, the plebiscite,
postal survey. Call it correctly.
Yeah, on marriage equality, it did actually confuse a lot of people. Why would you need to go to the public and ask them a question like that? I mean, even the Conservative Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, David Cameron, managed to pass full marriage for same-sex couples in Britain. And it kind of just happened and then went away, and now it's completely normal. I'm married under UK law. My boss where I work is married under UK law to his partner as well, his husband. And, you know, it's completely normal in Britain now, and it didn't take very long for it to be completely normal. Australia has fallen behind, and I do hope that today's result will push them ahead. I don't know how long it will take for it to become actual law, and then how long it will take for it to be culturally accepted.
Well, I've had reports from the State Library where there is a massive gathering of people who are there ready to hear the outcome of this postal survey. It's very buoyant. People are very emotional. People are crying. People are hugging each other. I've had a number of reports saying just that. So it must be incredibly exciting to be out there. Macca.
Neil Mitchell's sent us a message. Congratulations on the historic moment. Well done.
Thank you, Neil.
That's great. Thank you, Neil.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.